This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. It was the fastest genocide of the 20th century. At least 800,000 Rwandans were killed during a three-month rampage of violence that began on April 6, 1994. The victims were mainly ethnic Tutsis and included some moderate Hutus. Joseph Muango is a Rwandan peace-building specialist who works for Catholic Relief Services, or CRS. He spoke to me about the progress achieved so far in the painful path towards reconciliation.
Trauma healing is a process because the Rwandan population, after 20 years, developed the resilience to survive. And there are many examples of testimonies of genocide survivors who are engaged in various initiatives to develop activities, improve their well-being. Last year, we visited a genocide survivor's village in Kamonyi district, is not far from Kigali. And we met a standalone woman. She is now about 70 years old. And today, she's not yet still active in working. So for me, I can just say 20 years after the genocide, while many efforts are done by the government, the church, and other civil society organizations for trauma healing, even in CRS, our work in peace building at community level, there are still much work to do to accompany this healing trauma process in for Rwandan population.
But overall, do you think that the reconciliation progress has been remarkably successful, considering what it was starting from?
Yes, if you are in Rwanda and you see how the people are living together with no differences and the tremendous work that was being done, you see really that there is a process that is engaged. And we have, in our CRS work especially, since 1998, trained more than 40,000 justice and peace volunteers at community level. They are supporting community members in trauma healing, conflict transformation, and with the support of the church, other teachings, and the government, there are results that show there is a progress in the Rwandan community for reconciliation work.
Can you share with us the stories of one or two people that you know of who were directly affected by the genocide and how they managed to achieve healing, forgiveness and reconciliation?
If I take an example of a woman, she's a widow. In 1994, when her husband, all other children were killed, she didn't have any hope to live. But when I met her in 2003, she gave a testimony where she acts saying, without forgiveness, even survivors cannot heal themselves. And she really emphasized how forgiveness is important. And today, because she forgave those who killed her relatives, who looted her goods, she is the head of the Justice and Peace Commission, Caritas in her parish. She is consulted by local authorities about conflict transformation, listening for trauma healing. So now she is great and she really respected and consulted by others.
Finally, could such a genocide ever happen again, or have the necessary lessons been learnt from this experience?
It's a difficult question to answer, but I think no, but there are some difficulties that we're still facing, because if I refer to some quantitative survey, we saw there is a progress in reconciliation, healing, and more than 86% people were mentioning it. But around 40% of interviews or population, especially among genocide survivors, who did not forgive, genocide perpetrators who were convicted but didn't ask forgiveness, they were still thinking that genocide could happen again if there is opportunity. It's not a surprise, because if you compare a genocide that took more than 1 million people who were killed in 3 months, and what are the consequences, I think there's still much work to do, even if there are much work that has been done that can prevent genocide again.